It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Now, for those who don't know, the Advice Corner is the segment of the program on Tuesdays where we share with you what you have shared with us. And I say what you have shared with us because some people tend to forget that these things are real. These are real life experiences of people who are struggling with these situations. And we are sharing these situations so that you are aware of the fact that though people are struggling, you may very well be struggling and you are not alone. And that is why we are having these very personal segments in our show. So I'm going to read to you a predicament for today. Fairly brief, but it is to the point, I must suggest. Okay. And we do have Counselor Yotando Nyembe, who has sent advice via a voice note, and we'll play that piece of advice after we have read to you what Anonymous is claiming to be Anonymous's situation. It says, "Hi all, I wasn't sure whether to put this or where to put it. For all of my life, I've had a very strong fear of dying. It gets triggered by things I see on television or read online, like about someone dying. I can't understand the idea of ceasing to exist. Not thinking, feeling, seeing my loved ones. The universe going on without me. When I was very, very stressed and when I get triggered, I have a panic attack. I had one the other day, or was it the other night, and it was very scary. This happens every few months. I calm myself down by thinking I will go to heaven and see everyone I've ever seen and loved and stay there for eternity. Does anyone else have this fear? And how do you deal with it?" That's our predicament for today. That's the person seeking advice for today. Like I said, the advice doesn't come from me, it comes from experts. And we do have Counselor Yotando Nyembe, who is going to be sharing with us expert views on the matter. Listen to this.
"Firstly, I want to acknowledge how real and challenging this experience is for you. Fearing death is not only common, but it's something that's deeply human. You're not alone in these feelings, and it's incredibly brave for you to open up about them, because most people have shared this fear and they know the difficulty of facing such intense thoughts. So you need to be kind to yourself as you navigate this journey. The fact that your feelings arise during certain triggers, like when you hear or read about death, gives us a starting point for how to understand how it works. So these moments bring death's reality closer, and this can make you feel overwhelmed. So you might notice that even though it's uncomfortable, these thoughts are a natural response to something unfamiliar. Fear of the unknown is part of the human condition. So one place to start might be to pay attention to what happens in your body and your mind during these moments, right? So you need to be able to identify the physical sensations you feel. What do you feel? Do you have a racing heart? Do you experience tightness in the chest or shortness of breath, maybe? Sometimes understanding what we physically experience in those moments will help us to reconnect to the present. So by doing that, you're actually helping your brain shift out the cycle of panic and move towards being calm, right? So this is part of what we call a grounding technique, and I'll explain that in a moment. Right. So when you start to feel panic, grounding techniques can be very, very helpful. And you can try this simple exercise when you feel anxious. All right, you can take a slow, deep breath and try to feel your feet on the ground. Okay, so inhale deeply for a count of four, right? So count to four and then hold for 4 seconds and then exhale slowly for 4 seconds. And doing this can calm the nervous system, and it can help you bring your mind back to the safety of the present moment. Some people find it helpful also to focus on their surroundings. This is something I personally do, right? You can name 5 things that you can see, right? Anything that you can see, any objects that you can see in your immediate surrounding, right? 4 things that you can touch. Right, look for 3 things that you can hear, 2 things that you can smell, and then 1 thing that you can taste. And this helps you to anchor yourself in the reality of the now and distance yourself from whatever is making you spiral into fear. Right, so one beautiful thing you mentioned was finding comfort in the idea of heaven, a place where you can be with your loved ones forever. For most people, spirituality provides peace when facing the unknown. Whether it's heaven or another form of spiritual connection, finding something meaningful to focus on can help you. So this might be a nurturing, excuse me. This might be a nurturing relationship with your faith, or exploring beliefs that will help bring you peace. Other people find strength in seeing life as a journey, with each day being filled with opportunities for growth, for love, and for kindness as well. So focusing on what you love here and now, whether it's your family, your friendships, or your creative passions, will help you create purpose. And it's a way to bring meaning into the present. And it's a way to also remind you that life is full of moments that are worth cherishing. Something else to remember is that these thoughts are shared by so many people. Death is a mystery that everyone has to confront at some point in time. So connecting with others who have similar fears, whether it's a support group or through counseling, can also help you to offer or to get insights and comfort. Also, knowing you're not alone can make a significant difference, because this will open up a space for you to explore these thoughts without judgment. You also need to find a way to reach out for support like you're doing now. This is a very powerful step. So consider talking to a counselor or joining a group focused on existential topics, because these conversations can create a deeper sense of understanding and acceptance over time. I want you to know that it's okay to feel scared. It's okay to have these questions and to not have all of the answers right now. Remember that you're taking meaningful steps by exploring this topic and reaching out for support. So each time you practice grounding, lean into your spirituality or talk to someone you trust, because this will help you to build resilience against this fear that you have. And that in itself is a truly powerful journey.
And that is the voice, beg your pardon. That's the voice of Counselor Nyembe. Now, there are some parts of the situation that we are presented by Anonymous that need to be addressed from a Christian perspective. And I was hoping that Councillor Yen Nyembe would address that as well. But since she did not, I have an obligation, a fiduciary duty to address them. So the issue I am referring to now is the issue of people going to heaven when they die. As the Seventh-day Adventist Church, we have an understanding from Scripture where the Scripture declares that people who die wait in the grave. They do not go to heaven. They wait in the grave. And they wait for the day when Jesus will return. And when Jesus returns, we will be resurrected. Those who are dead will be resurrected. And those who are alive will go to heaven after the resurrection. So as things stand right now, the Bible teaches us as the Seventh-day Adventist Church that people who die, their bodies wait in the grave. And the spirit or the breath of life returns to the one who gave the breath of life, who is God. God gave the breath of life, and therefore the spirit goes back to God, the one who gave it. Some tend to argue that spirit, when it goes back to God, it is the person going back to God, which is not true, because when God gave you the breath of life, he was not giving you. You became only when the flesh was quickened by the breath of life. So a fridge is a fridge. It only is quickened by the electricity that goes through the fridge. When time comes for the fridge no longer to be, the electricity goes back to City Power or Eskom, and the fridge ceases to function. Now, once the electricity goes back to Eskom, we don't say the fridge is going back to Eskom. It's the electricity that made the fridge come alive that goes back to the giver thereof, which is Eskom in the context of South Africa. So it is important for us to understand that as the Seventh-day Adventist Church, the Bible teaches us that we are only a person when the two, the flesh and the quickening spirit of God, are together. That's when you are you. The moment those are separate, the flesh and the spirit are separate, there is no longer a you. We only become a soul when we are alive. Hence, the Bible calls us a living soul. It is important that when we do these things, all these techniques that have been suggested by the counselor, we also remember that the counselor is not suggesting that people go to heaven and when you die, you'll go to heaven. The counselor is suggesting that you need to get spiritual support. And Adventist World Radio is here 24/7 to provide you with that spiritual support. If you need a pastor to call you and give you some guidance on these things, please let us know. We'd be more than willing to help you also in that regard.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.